Yes, yes, y'all, you know what it is. It's that kids and wives and 9 to 5s, but we are married to the games. How y'all doing out there? 0-5-0, 50 weeks strong. That's what I'm talking about. It's your boy Gabe Battillo with Timothy Hall and Tim Router, of course. And as always, we are talking games and life, life and games. And we are happy to be here. It's a good morning already. We're cracking up. I'm messing up all over the place. Tim Router.
Oh,
you
yes.
You are back from the Northeast.
Back from Brooklyn, back from the Northeast, back from vacay, and just hit with so much stuff I got to do now. It's unbelievable.
I don't know if you can count it as vacation.
It kind of wasn't. It was like half business, half, it's like a vacation, maybe, like half business
vacation.
Yeah,
nice.
Because, well, I mean, because Lauren was working for the gift show for half the week and I was working, and then we went out to Long Island, and I still worked during that time too. I mean, there's just too much to do. Great problem to have, but one of these days I will actually not bring my computer with me and have a vacation with my family, and it'll be fun. But that is not this week.
and the people you stayed with have triplets.
Yes. So we stayed in a 2-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn with 3 kids in one room. I'm on an air mattress out in the living room. Lauren is actually sleeping in their room with her best friend. And so me and the husband are out in the living room just chilling. Good thing is he had a ton of work to do too. So we were all like working late, and then we just crashed.
And that's hilarious.
Oh, it was nuts. I mean, nuts. But It was fun. We had a good time. And Lauren and I have known those kids since actually day one, because we had gone up there for, Lauren was supposed to throw her a shower when she was still pregnant. And she actually had the babies that weekend while we were there.
That's right. She had them early.
And she had them like, they were 4 or 5 months early. It was amazing. So it's really great just getting together with them. And Piper had a ball with them. I mean, I think she was rolling with the older kids and she was having a ball with it. And so it was a lot of fun. But yeah, so back from vacation, no video games played, just a lot of Candy Crush and Badland and Zynga Poker. That's pretty much what I've been playing.
There you go.
But yeah, it was really cool. It was kind of fun watching. We ended up watching the VMAs. I don't know if we want to talk about that or not. Not that there's a whole lot more to talk about. But
right,
like where Katy Perry had performed is literally like from their apartment, I could pretty much walk like a block over. And right next to that stage there's a carousel there, and that's where we take Piper and the kids to the carousel. It's kind of cool how everybody kind of converge into Brooklyn, and it was right near where their apartment is. But
sweet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Went to a little ice cream place out in Long Island, and I posted a Twitter pic of me and Piper playing some driving game, and she,
yeah, were you guys like playing Cruising World or something?
Yes,
like that.
It was hilarious. Nice. Like they had one of those little arcade games where you can pick which one you want. So I played some Dig Dug, I played some Donkey Kong, and then while Piper was still eating her ice cream, I'm like, yeah, daddy's got to go play something, I'll be right back. But as soon as I got in that seat and I put her on my lap, she was just laughing and having a ball. She was trying to push the start button. It was so much fun. I've never been more proud in my life. And
that's
Lauren's
awesome.
Like, oh, great, here we go. It's starting early. I said, yes, it is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're like, I'm trying to instill things early.
That's right.
Get those motor skills going.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, so mini vacation was good. We had beautiful weather. Peter's parents has they have a house out in Shelter Island, and he's also got like a little a boat. So I was on a boat and
I saw that picture. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. So it was just cool to kind of go around Long Island Sound, and God, there's so many amazing houses there. Like that's some major money out there. It's pretty amazing. There's like these massive mansions everywhere, and you're like, wow, this is the life.
Dang.
That would be very cool if I won the lotto.
But, I like it.
Yeah, so yeah, that's it. Just work and no game, no, not a whole lot of gaming, and just coming back and getting settled.
There you go.
Router out.
Hall.
Drop the mic.
Boom.
Yeah. That's the feedback. Paul.
Not playing a whole lot of games because I've been busy as well, but I did get some Payday in over the weekend.
Hey-o.
I think I'm done with it. So you play it to a certain point, and then, you know, you don't really have anything else to do with it. So.
Well, and you did multiplayer the whole time, right?
That's pretty much all it has. Like, yeah. it has an offline mode, but it's not fun if you're not playing with people, so...
Were the people you're playing with cool, though, or were they, like, 12-year-olds who were just trying to shoot them up?
Most of the time, it was young kids, and I hate having to get... Basically, you get into the game, and then, you know, they're always going to invite you to party chat.
Oh,
and,
Lord. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's one thing... This is kind of stupid, but that's one thing that I like about playing PlayStation Network games is because they don't give you a headset. Almost nobody talks. I don't want to talk. Like, I love it when people are talking about, like, oh, man, you don't get cross-game chat or anything, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I spend my whole day talking to people. I don't want to talk to people when I come home. I just want to play video games.
Sure.
Let your actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. I mean, like, if it's a team game or a tactical game, like with, you know, with Payday, I mean, it's essential to talk to each other. And I'm glad that people do, because then, you know, they can be like, oh, heads up, there's a couple of cops over there. Don't even worry about them. And then I got into a game with people who are really good, and they were giving me, like, the good tips, you know, like, they actually knew how to play.
Yeah, that's the best.
There you go.
Yeah, so that game is really neat, because going into it, there's really not a tutorial or anything. Basically, you're just you are relying on other people to kind of help you learn the game. And I think that that's actually a really cool design choice, because it basically makes you rely on voice chat and listening to other people. And so that, to me, makes the game pretty cool. But I think I'm good now. I need to move on to something else anyway. So,
what are you moving on to?
Well, actually, I played a few iPad games too. I played Ultima Forever.
Oh yeah, what'd you think?
That game is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. If you're into like a Diablo-esque loot style game,
right?
It's pretty neat. The graphics are 2D. They're kind of, I think it's kind of like a 2D environment, but there's like a, you know, a 3D guy. So it's almost like 2.5D. It's pretty cool. I mean, it plays a lot like Diablo. You're clicking and telling your guy what to do, like to, you know, get other dudes and pick up stuff and open up chests and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's free. So you can't complain with that.
Exactly.
It is an EA game though, so they are going to bug you.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, like, basically, when you go to a chest, you have the option of using a bronze key, a silver key, or a gold key with some chests. And mm-hmm. what it does is it tells you the rarity of the item. Almost, I don't want to say similar to Borderlands, because it's really not. But, yeah, I mean, the rarity colors match up just like it. And I believe that, I'm not sure who established like the rarity colors, but you always know that purple is like the super rare.
Right.
So when you go up to a chest, like, you know, they'll tell you, like a gold key could get you a rare item, a purple item, but the only way to get gold keys really is to buy them. So.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Of course.
There may be another way to get them. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, though. Maybe you get lucky and get one off of an enemy or something, but
yeah, maybe somebody will let us know so you can rack up.
Yeah, somebody will write in. But this weekend Krista's going out of town to see her mom, so
Uh-oh.
It's gonna be a game weekend.
Yes, oh, sir. Yeah,
three-day yeah. weekend at that.
I like yeah. it.
You better so get I'm some thinking, good gaming in, man. I want to hear all kinds of stuff next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about going over to Redbox and picking something up, maybe Saints Row 4, and just playing it through the weekend or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I love it.
Mr. Gabe.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do?
I was all over the place this week, man. I was just telling Router before we started, it was like I was just busy enough to not be able to get much gaming in, unless it was like on my phone and or on the iPad. So I didn't get to play any more Infinite this week, which I was like jonesing for. And I was planning on playing it today because we were driving to Nebraska and we leave at like 5 p.m. Well, Toby calls like 2 days ago and was like, "Hey, I got to do this thing in Virginia. Will you come with me to that first?" And I was like, "Wait, what's that mean?" So right after the podcast, I'm driving to the airport, hopping on a plane, flying to Virginia, doing a 4-hour press thing with Toby, and then jumping on back on the airplane and then flying to Nebraska.
Wow.
And so it took all my video game time away today.
You should have said, "Hey, Toby, sorry, man, can't do it. Got Bioshock Infinite to worry about."
Exactly.
How would have that gone over?
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone over well. He'd have been like, bio do what?
Exactly.
Bio
do what?
See you later.
So in the interim, is that what you say? In the meanwhile,
yep. Sure.
I beat Badlands on iOS, which was fun.
You did everything?
I think so.
Did you three egg everything?
No, I didn't three start. No.
Oh, see, that's what I'm doing.
Can you three star stuff? I thought it was just like however many. Oh, yeah. After the land is over.
Yeah, when you play the level, you can go back. And of course, I'm hooked on it. So I've done the first day one, all of them are three eggs or three stars, whatever you want to call it. And I'm working on day two now.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. So
it really is a slick looking game. I'm sorry. I really dig that game.
It's cool.
It's more interesting and it's just. Controls are simple to work with, and it's just a good like puzzle side scroll, but it's beautiful. Like I really like it.
Yeah, I think it's really dope. So I finished day two, and I kind of been all over. I played a game called Fairway Solitaire, I think, by Big Fish. That was actually really fun. It's just like a card game with golf references, and it's just colorful and just well
put
together.
That's the card game with the gopher, right?
Yes.
Yes, that gopher keeps writing to us on Twitter.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
I'm dead serious.
Well, I'm playing that game. And then I went ahead and dove in. And I know it's a mistake in the midst of me playing Bioshock Infinite, but I started up Blood Dragon. Far Cry 3.
Nice.
Far Cry 3's Blood Dragon.
Yes.
Just because nice. On PlayStation Plus it was $7. So I was like,
yeah, that was a no-brainer.
I was like, right, I can't not get it when it's usually, what, 15?
Yeah.
Come on. So
come on.
It was like half off. So anyway, that's been me. And so
wait a
traveling.
Second, Gabe. So you didn't play any PVZ2?
I guess I did. I have been playing it, and I'm done with it. So now I'm just going back and getting all the stars.
When you want to.
Yeah, and so, you know, and they're about to have another update come out is the future now, I guess, or something like that. So, like, I did the three old levels, and I'm done with that. And so I'm just waiting to move on.
Oh, anyway. Man, you were so excited for that game, and I think you just went, you got the old wah, wah.
I know. Wah, 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 wah. So, you know, I mean, it's all right. I still play it. It's just not like... I don't know. It's just not as enjoyable as the first one. Freaking Crazy Dave and that doggone Winnebago talk on every level, almost. I mean, almost every level. And so you're like, just like tapping the screen, trying to get them to shut up so I can choose. Anyway, gosh, they should fix that in an update. Please, Popcorn.
Yeah.
Please.
Dude, when I saw him in the original game and he didn't even pop up that much, I was still like, what is this?
Yeah.
I just want to play.
I did too.
I understand that they're trying to like, you know, whatever, I guess it, you know, cements him as a character. And now you know, look at Crazy Dave, you're like, oh yeah, Plants vs. Zombies. But I don't like it. I don't like how much he talks on there.
Well, and a lot of it too is like, it's for the upgrades. And I'm so used to the main plants that I use because it's effective that I don't do a whole lot of upgrades. So if he comes up, I'm like, yeah, that's great. Back to the game.
Well, yeah. And it's just like story, like, oh, look, it'll be some stupid pun. And I mean, I know somebody worked hard at writing it all, and
of course,
not hating, but like, let me just see it once and be able to skip it every other time.
Yeah.
I meant to tell you, I don't usually do this, but I went over to the top grossing tab on the iPad.
Yeah.
And guess what was there?
Freaking Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yup.
Golly. That means people are buying stuff
they
up.
Were doing.
That's crazy.
I can't believe people are buying stuff either. That's silly.
Like, you can make it to the next level without buying something, but if you want to go to the next level, it's like $5. It's not like 99
Holy
cents.
Holy crap.
Right.
Wow. Really?
Or if you want to unlock some plants, it's like $3, $5. You're like, $5? So I don't know. I think they're tripping a little bit. I think they got a little greedy on us. But
you know what it has to be is those kids where their parents set up their iPad for them and they put in their account number or whatever.
Yeah, and all
and
they
then
have
the
to
kids
do is
are just like,
it,
okay, yeah. Okay,
exactly. It's just $5.
Skipping through the whole game.
You're like, yeah, but $5 10 times is $50.
Yeah, $50. Goodness.
Anyway, router. Yeah.
Let's do this.
You're up.
We got quite a few new releases.
Sweet.
Number one, Castlevania Lord of Shadows Ultimate Edition comes out for the PC this week. Mm. Final Fantasy XIV Realm Reborn for PS3, PC. And then they are also doing a collector's edition of Final Fantasy XIV Realm Reborn on the PC as well.
I'm so confused as to these Final Fantasy games right now.
Like, I've
I feel
always
like
been confused
I have no
about
idea
Final
what's
Fantasy
going
games.
On.
It's like Final Fantasy 14.375 times pi to the infinite power.
Like why okay. They're making another lightning game, I have no idea. Like, I mean, you know, Final Fantasy, what was that, 13 is fine and all, but 13.2 Lightning Returns, I'm like,
I don't get it.
Well, I get it. They built a world and they want to keep making games in it so they don't have to go back to scratch.
That's
I
true.
Know, but that's what Final Fantasies are. You know what I'm saying? They're always
yeah.
scratch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but maybe they don't have enough money or resources to go back to the well again just yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed maybe. Off Final Fantasy 15, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that's going to be completely different. So that's kind of the side project. And maybe they're releasing another game in, you know, before they get to that project so they can get some more capital before getting to it.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's true.
So I think it's probably not an artistic choice, just a money one.
Money yeah. and probably time saving, too, because then they can re-render a lot of things.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. For the PS3, Hatsune Miku, Project Diva, that came out. Killer is Dead for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lost Planet 3 for PC, Xbox, and PS3.
Madden. For some reason, I didn't even know that game was coming.
I know. Did I was you? About to yeah, say, did that quietly come out?
Yep, I think so. I think IGN has a review of it. I haven't read it yet, but they may have a review of it, too. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Madden NFL 25 came out.
That's right.
For the PS3, Xbox. Sweet Fuse at Your Side for the PSP. Guardians of Middle-Earth for the PC. SimCity Digital Deluxe Edition for Mac and PC. And, Lord of the Rings War in the North for the Mac.
Huh.
So that was interesting. Interesting note, Final Fantasy 14 digital sales had to be temporarily halted, though, because Square Enix, they basically didn't have enough servers for the amount of players that have already been playing the game.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just a little note. So they had to, actually had to shut down and halt all digital sales of Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn. So they're doing it as a, quote, temporary measure, which is a good problem to have if you don't have the server capacity. But, I mean, how many people did they expect to have? Was it like two and then, oh, crap, we gotta get more servers? So it might actually be a good selling game for them, but not anymore if they're going to keep halting digital sales and not get their server capacity going.
Yeah, man. You know the game's coming out. Freaking get your servers in order.
No, Square Enix.
Well, are they talking about the console versions? Because I imagine most people are buying that on disc. Anyway.
Probably.
I'd buy it on disc.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Yep. Give us that old top 10.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was a side note. Top 10 right. selling games. Now, keep in mind that these charts are always a week behind, which is kind of weird. I really want to find a better chart, but unless I want to pay a certain amount of money for it, which I might, you know, our listeners might deserve that. It's a week. It's a week behind. So clearly the big wigs won't like Saints Row won't be on this chart quite yet, but we will see that next week, I'm sure. Number one, Mario and Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS. Debut.
Boom.
Number two, Payday.
Wait, is that number one or number 10?
Number one.
Dream. Oh, okay. Don't we usually start at 10 and go to one, or am I?
No, no. We always go number one and go up to 10.
He's done both.
Let me ask you, which way would you like me to do it today?
10 to 1.
Yeah, 10 to 1. 10 to 1.
All right, number 10.
10 to 1 is always more exciting.
10 to 2.
Okay. 10 to 2, yeah.
10 and 2, rather. 10 and 2.
That's right. Hands on 10 and 2. Number 10, NCAA Football 14 for PS3. Number 9, Dragon's Crown for the PS3. Number 8, Animal Crossing New Leaf for the 3DS.
Wow.
Number 7, Tales of Exilia for the PS3. Yeah, Namco may have a bit of a winner. Number 6, NCAA Football 14 for the Xbox 360.
Huh.
Number 5, Pikmin 3 for the Wii U.
There we go.
That was a quick drop, because last week it was number 1. Number 4, Payday 2 for the PS3. Number 3, Minecraft for Xbox 360.
Number 3?
You'd think it would go off the top 10 now. Everybody's used to it. It goes up to number 3.
You know,
in 11 weeks, it's sold 360,000 units.
At the Gamescom reveal, they were like, Minecraft exists. Yeah.
Yeah, forgot about that.
That bolstered it.
That's right.
Gracious.
Number 2, Payday 2 for the Xbox 360. And, of course, as I said, number 1, Mario and Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS. And there you have it, folks.
Nice.
I really want to play that game. I might have to get a 3DS, man.
I'm so torn, man, because I want a 3DS and a Vita real bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not good.
Well, that Mario and Luigi Dream Team, that's like the next in the series for that. They do this, the first game of it anyway, I think, was the Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga on Game Boy.
Okay.
It was Game Boy Advance, and that game was so much fun. It's kind of like an RPG style game, but you only got two characters.
Mm.
Obviously, Mario and Luigi.
Is that the two characters?
Yeah, exactly. But they released a couple of DS games that I played a little bit too, and those were, they're all pretty fun games. Like I said, they're not heavy RPG, but they've got those elements in there. And they kind of, the first one reminded me a little bit of Mario RPG, if you ever played that.
Oh, yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
I don't know. I'm very interested in that one.
There you go.
If anybody out there has played it, let us know how it is.
Yeah, for sure. Hall, give us something.
I was going to say, and I forgot to do this in my update, did you guys check out the reviews for Flashback?
No.
It was kind of depressing.
Oh, no.
Well, before the weekend, I was thinking I might pick up Flashback, because I have a lot of fond memories of playing that as a kid on Genesis. I had it
right.
On Sega Genesis. And at the time, it was pretty ahead of its time. Like, they had the rotoscoping and
for
stuff
sure.
in there.
Yep.
Kind of reminded me of Prince of Persia kind of game. Looked a little better, but it was definitely a very unique game. And the reviews came out for the new one, and they all gave it very low scores.
Like, what kind of, what's very low?
The one I watched last night was like a 3. So, out of 10.
Oh, that's
ow.
So basically, the things that they had said about the game was, the voice acting was kind of subpar. The character didn't really look unique at all. And I mean, if you look at him, he just looks like, a cheap ripoff of a major character,
Jeez.
They said that they didn't really fix the shooting mechanics that much. It kind of reminded me of, what's that game? I can't remember it right now off the top of my head, but it kind of reminded me of a similar game on Xbox Live that they had released around the beginning of the console. And if that game is better and they've had, 5 years of time to kind of get ready for this one, then that's unfortunate.
Exactly.
That game just, they didn't really give it the polish it needed, I guess. But they also released it at $10, so maybe they were thinking, well, if we put more work into this and release it for $15 or $20, nobody's going to buy it. So maybe that's what they were thinking. I might still pick it up if it ever goes on sale, but it was unfortunate because I was kind of looking forward to playing it, and then all of a sudden it's a flop,
awful.
Basically.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, it sucks. I have a couple of news stories, though, if you want me to go into one.
Oh, yeah, do it, to it.
So I was reading this story last night. I guess at Gamescom, EA had made some statements about, you know, not shipping offline games. So they were talking about having online and social functionality in all of their games.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess they kind of came back and said, well, you know, we're going to have offline modes in most of our games. So it's not really that big of, like, they were, I mean, if you look at EA games, a lot of them have those social features and they make the game better. So I don't know what people were thinking, like, if that meant like, oh, I'm not going to be able to play this game if I'm offline or something, but you can, you know, you can play a campaign without being connected to the internet typically.
I mean, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess they were just kind of clarifying that. I didn't even know that they had said anything about no longer shipping quote-unquote offline games, but...
Huh.
And then I just had a couple of quick ones. Elder Scrolls Online. So apparently they're fighting Xbox Live right now because it came out last week that Elder Scrolls was going to go ahead and just charge a subscription fee.
Yeah.
Because we know that works so well nowadays, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Was that and it was going to be like $15, right?
$15, yeah.
Gosh, that's a lot of money.
I mean, I guess that they're thinking that they have enough draw that that's not going to be an issue. And they may just go the way that the Old Republic did, where they actually, you know, release it and they charge a subscription for the first year. And then they go over to a, you know, either free to play for the first 10 levels or free to play for, you know, whatever amount of time. I guess that remains to be seen. But the story is that they're fighting Xbox Live on the fees because with Xbox Live, like if you don't have it, if you don't pay the, you know, the actual subscription fee for gold, I mean, you can't do hardly anything.
Right.
You know, you can't watch Netflix. You can't use.
You can't get on the internet, period, right?
You can't get on the internet. Yeah, you can't can't do hardly anything. I think like the auto log and background stuff still works. So, for instance, EA games where you have those social functions, I think those still work. But, yeah, literally, if you were playing Elder Scrolls Online on an Xbox One or an Xbox... I can't remember if they're releasing it for the 360 or not. I think it's just the Xbox One and the PS4 and the PC, obviously. But that would mean that if you're playing it on the Xbox One, you'd have to maintain an Xbox Live subscription alongside your $14.99 per month subscription. Which,
gosh, that's too much. Because isn't World of Warcraft like $10?
No, I think World of Warcraft is $15 too. I think they kind of set the standard with that.
Is that a monthly subscription?
It's monthly.
Holy cow! $15 a month for Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
I mean, maybe too that they're thinking that people are going to play it for 3 months and be done with it. Who knows? But
I would hope not for the sake of their longevity. I'd hope they'd like. Man, that's just odd.
What I think about too, you know, now that I've told you guys this story, you know, Sony really hasn't come out and said anything about. I know that they said, you know, yeah, you'll have to have PS Plus to play online, but I wonder if they're allowing this, and maybe that's why this is a story, you know, is that they're just saying, you know, if you're paying your $15 a month, go ahead and play your game, you know, doesn't really bother us, or maybe they've worked out a deal or something.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Huh, that's really interesting.
And this may be kind of a moot point because maybe a lot of people are going to be playing it on PC and Mac. I mean, it's actually coming out for Mac. So, you know, if you're...
That's a little different.
Yeah. Basically, I think a majority of the players will be on PC and Mac, I imagine.
That's kind of cool, but man, I don't think I'm going to spend $15 a month on Elder Scrolls.
No.
They would be smart to, when they release it, just have like a free 30-day or 60-day trial.
Uh-huh,
because
I agree.
If you've got a lot of time on your hands, you could probably crank everything out in 60 days and be done with it.
Or if they did like a little contract thing to where you bought in blocks, like let's say you bought...
Just to pay to play, right?
Yeah, if you bought like, you know, 6 months at a time or 4 months at a time and made the game free, then it'd be different than having to buy the game and do a subscription.
Yeah.
You know, if you could buy 3 month chunks and the game was free, then it'd be a little different.
Yeah, this is why I wish they would kind of, well, also too, get on board with like the digital sales and stuff, especially because with PC, you know, games day and date come out for between $35 and $40. So why not just build a little of that into the price, make the game $60 and give them 2 months or something.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
I agree too.
Like I said, that would probably give a lot of people enough time to figure out how much they like the game, get in there and kind of get through most of the campaign or get through most of the story stuff. Because then they could say, well, do I really want to pay $15 a month to play this? Or I'm sure we'll hear something about it because, like I said, you already have to maintain so much stuff as it is, so many different subscriptions. So, you know, I can imagine them at least bundling 30 days for free.
Yeah, they should do that.
That would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the speaking of XBLA that you were saying earlier, the points are gone officially.
I didn't even notice.
You did? No. I was wondering if you were going to say anything about that.
Nope. The points have turned to currency in wherever country you live in. But the points can expire. So I thought this was interesting. It won't expire for a long time, but like the points you have that get converted to currency, like to money, will expire June 1st, 2015, which
That's
is
dumb.
Forever from now. But the currency that you purchase now won't expire.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, well, isn't money, whether you convert it or not? Like, if you've converted
I mean, that's
them,
what you would think.
Whatever.
But
I think
I don't
that
think
gives
anybody,
people enough time, though.
Yeah, 2015, I mean, come on.
I don't know, man. There's, like, there's people that went out and, like, stocked up on points when they had, like, price mistakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
I remember there's been occasions where, like, they're selling, like, $20 worth of points for $10 or something. And people just went out and just hoarded it.
Wow.
So there's people out there with tons of money on their accounts. And I mean, I know 2015 is, you know, 2 years off, but why make it expire? Why?
Yeah, there's no point.
What's the point?
I agree.
It's I like agree. When you get a gift card from Best Buy or, well,
yeah, Best Buy.
I don't think this is legal anymore, but when you would get a gift card and they would make it expire. Like, really?
Yeah, their reward points expire. Which is a little different because that's something they're giving you, like as a reward, but still.
But here's what's interesting is that actually the whole gift card expiring model is actually a really big moneymaker. Because I had a client that we were working with some stuff, and I was in on a conference call with them, and it's basically they kind of pitch it as, you know, it, depending on when it expires. They've done some research that a lot, I can't remember the percentage, but a lot of people don't use the card. So
it's up where somewhere like 70 something percent of people don't use gift cards.
That, like, some people don't use their gift card. So it's just free money for them. They don't have to offer anything else, you know, anything once it expires. So.
Oh, I know. I know. Very, and I know that's exactly profitable. Why they do it. But to me, it's not kosher. So
no, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I use all my gift cards, so maybe it shouldn't be a big deal to me, but. And maybe those gift cards will never get used, so whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Some more in Xbox news. I guess employees are going to be getting a white Xbox.
I saw that. That's pretty
cool. Which, to me, looks pretty doggone slick.
Like, eBay.
Yeah, those things are going to be on eBay for sure, and you're going to know exactly where they came from.
Yep. And somebody will get fired.
Exactly. So they're going to be getting white X-Bones and white controllers. And it was really cool. I didn't know if you saw this router in the picture, but right by where the disk drive is, it says, "I made this."
Oh, that's like, cool.
That's so sick.
Okay, yeah, those are going to go for a lot.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was really cool, and it made me think of, like, what do you guys think of different color consoles? Like, we've obviously seen, like, a blue one's coming out, blue PS3's coming out. We've seen Xbox 360 go through a couple different colors. Are you guys like that kind of stuff, or does it feel like just a novelty?
I think it's a bit of a novelty, but it just depends. Like, it would be cool to have more and more console skins for whatever you're bundled with, but it just sits next to my TV. I don't look at it all the time. So it's, you know, a console's a console. But it's cool. It's a nice value added piece. If you like that stuff, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
I mean, I'm the same as Router. Like, I don't, it just sits in the entertainment center, so I don't really think about it.
Yeah.
But given the option, I would do it.
Yeah. And don't you think, like, I've been over, I remember, like, going over somebody's house. I forget what I saw. Or maybe it was the first time I saw the white Super Slim. You know, it just kind of caught my eye, and I was like, oh, snap, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's so few and far between, not very many people have the colored versions of things.
Nintendo 64 was like the perfect example of that. They had like 8 colors or something crazy.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be. I wish they like had those on backstock, like just, and you could just kind of, you know, I wish like on the website you could customize your own color. That would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And also, rumor mill, November 8th is the rumored date for Xbox One.
Yep, so, trying to get it 1 week before.
How things keep leaking out, I don't exactly understand how leaking out works. But
sometimes it's planted.
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
I'm like, news.
But if it's planted, stop calling it leaked. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's why they do it, because leaked news is more interesting than...
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if you saw a title that said leaked, wouldn't you like click on that probably?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's true. Router, did you have anything?
We got PAX Prime coming up this weekend, boys.
Yes.
PAX Prime in Seattle.
Yes.
And it's been kind of funny because we've been talking about indie games, indie developers, and how, you know, Xbone's going to deal with that, and Microsoft's going to deal with that versus PlayStation, and PSN.
You said Xbone and Microsoft just then.
Well, I said Xbone, and then I meant / Microsoft.
Oh.
Whatever, it's early.
Xbone and Sony.
So Microsoft, what I was going to say, now you made me lose
I'm
it.
Sorry, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's all good. No, here it is. So basically Sony's is just going even further and embracing more indie games. They're having a massive sale starting from now until Monday, September 2nd. 11 games are getting deep discounts, and even deeper if you're a PS Plus member. So some of the most notables are Journey, Skullgirls, Limbo, and Penny Arcade Adventures. There's also Closure, Retro City Rampage, Dragon Fantasy Book 1, Tokyo Jungle, Zombie Tycoon 2, Retrograde, and Dyad. And most of those are under $6.
Wow.
So they are embracing this whole indie thing, and I applaud them for that. I think that's awesome. If you haven't played Journey yet, now's the time to do it. It's a great game.
Yeah, I never played that.
Yeah, give it a whirl if you can. It's really great. So, yeah, they're coming out swinging, and I think they want to do this during PAX Prime just to kind of get some more exposure, too. So,
and apparently Microsoft, as well as Sony, I think, they said they're going to have some surprises at their booths of games that haven't been announced yet.
Yeah, so...
So we got to keep our eyes open for
that. We'll have to keep eyes and ears open on PAX Prime, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hall, you're going to have to be on PAX Prime duty since you're... wifeless this weekend.
Duty.
He said, dude. The PS4 day one titles have been released. If you guys want to hear them real fast, it's going to sound very similar to the Xbox one. Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, Contrast, DC Universe Online, Drive Club, which will be free for PS Plus users, FIFA 14, Just Dance 2014, Killzone Shadowfall, Knack, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Madden NFL 25, Minecraft, NBA 2K14, NBA Live 14, Need for Speed, Rivals, The Playroom, which is kind of like an augmented reality thing with the PlayStation Eye. So I don't know if you could necessarily call it a game, but of course they're going to put it on the list to bolster the numbers. Rezogun, Skylanders, Swap Force, Tiny Brains, Warf, I can't even read my own right, Warframe and War Thunder, and Watch Dogs. So that's 23 games, if you're counting Playroom, 22 if not. And I think that's the exact same amount that Xbox said they were going to have.
This fall is going to be crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm planning on being broke, that's for sure.
Oh, broke, tired, no sleep, unshaven, yeah, not going out exactly. For a while. I will probably not see sunshine for a while.
Hall, you got anything else?
No, just when I go to actually start the financing process for the house, they're going to be like, now don't do anything crazy. Don't buy any cars. Don't buy any PlayStation 4s.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or Xbox
One. You're going to be like, yeah, about that.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. As long as you keep them off your credit, you should be fine.
Well, obviously, but I think I'm going to be a little cautious. I'm going to wait and see. You know, this is like everybody gets excited around launch, but considering that this has been long in the tooth, I think everybody's really ready.
Oh yeah, you have a whole nother generation of kids too. Yeah, I agree. I got a couple things before we jump to the questions this week. So a guy named, I had a joke for this, but it's just so bad that I'm not going to say it. But there's a guy named Dan Bornstein, college student, and of course as a college student, only college students would do this, hung himself from a tree, not like in a bad way, but hung himself from a tree with the Oculus Rift on while playing skydiving, which is their skydiving simulator. There's a video of it. It's stupid, and it looks like such a slow fall, and he's like, oh gosh. So I'm like, you know, maybe outside looking in, it's just way less exciting. But I was like, gosh, leave it up to college students to freaking hang themselves in a tree. So he wanted to really feel the idea of skydiving is what he said. And that's gave him that.
I would be fun. And all we need is a big like fan underneath you.
It's just funny because he's like literally like 3 feet off the ground.
Right.
Like he's so close to the ground and he's like freaking out.
I saw a video with a guy like doing a similar thing where I guess he was doing the roller coaster.
Really?
He was standing up and he was like trying to keep his balance and stuff. He was like, whoa.
Yeah, they were trying to have people do it on 1 foot and they say it's almost impossible.
I believe it.
To stand on 1 foot and do it.
That's crazy.
Then the ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, released a stat that makes sense, but it was just weird to see. 74% now of moms play games.
Awesome.
And when we were growing up, that stat was nowhere even close to that.
Nope.
But it makes a lot of sense just because of the smartphones and the tablets, which make up over 65% of moms playing games. And then puzzle and logic games were the majority, like a vast majority.
And I'm sure like 100% of those 74% are playing Candy Crush right now.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many, like even in the airport yesterday, like somebody was saying, I'm at level 97 and I knew exactly what they were talking about. Didn't even have to know. And it was just all of our kids around.
You don't know. Maybe they were talking about World of Warcraft or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you get to 97?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so it was just kind of cool. Some of the moms, they said over half the moms were like, you know what? I feel like it's a really useful way to engage with my family and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
I was like, there you go. That's being a good mom.
That's right.
I love that. Gold star for the moms. So just as a reminder, before we jump into these questions, we're all over the place. Twitter.com/MTTGcast. Facebook.com/MarriedToTheGames, YouTube.com/MarriedToTheGames. You could kick it old school, MarriedToTheGames.com. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming to you guys through the website. So we want to we'll try to give you guys a reason to go there. Right, Hall?
That's right. we like I said, I put the call out, but I don't think we got any answers on it. I mean,
yeah, I saw a guy that was like, yeah, I want to do the forum.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
And so I'm letting him speak for everyone.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
For everyone. No, we really want to have a forum just so we can have a place to congregate and talk about this stuff that we talk about on the show and get game nights together and just all that stuff, building a community. Twitter is really weird.
Like have a deals page or something like that.
Yeah, have all that stuff. And Twitter is really weird about that just because, you know, it's your social media, so you're interacting with everyone.
And you have 160 characters.
Yeah. So, and we want to make a Married to the Games forum so we can just kind of all get together and have a place to go. So
I love that. I think it would be very cool. We can get that on and popping. And then two more orders of business before we get to the questions. One, your favorite video game memory. Send those in. Send them in. We want your name, where you're from, and your favorite video game memory of the past. Recorded on your phone, recorded on your laptop. Email it to us, mailbag@marriedtothegames.com, or directly to me, Gabe, G-A-B-E, @marriedtothegames.com. We're going to be compiling them and playing them a little later this year all together so we can all hear from each other. It's all about community. It's all about community. I'm getting it now. I'm starting to understand. When Sony and Microsoft were like, social, 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 I was like, oh, come on with the social already. I get it now.
It finally sunk in.
It finally sunk in. And that, and the video game memory kind of ties in with our question of the week. Our question to you guys, at what age did you start gaming? And what age did it become like a big part of your life? What age did you start gaming? Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. Use #AnswerMTTG. Router.
Yeah, buddy. Let's do some questions. Thank you, one and all, for all of your questions. Let's hit it off. At Facebook, we got Dan Tilson. Soft pretzels, with salt or without?
Ooh, light salt. Mm. Light
Love
salt.
That. Ooh, good call. Light salt.
Because it's got to have salt on there.
I like the ones at the mall that you get that have like the glaze and stuff.
Like the Auntie Anne's pretzels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those things are
delicious. I'm with you. A little light salt, man, because when you get that mustard like salt combo, it's like, oh, that's good stuff.
Ooh-wee.
Dude, I think I want a pretzel for breakfast now.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That sounds good already.
Sounds amazing. But Dan, thanks for those kind of questions. And whenever we shoot out questions, it doesn't have to be game related. If you want to know something about us or, you know, just have a question in general, by all means, just hit
whatever.
Us up. Yeah, we're here to just talk about it, so it's fun, and we love getting those questions. So thanks, Dan, for doing that. That was a good one. Matthew Brewer, thoughts on Ben Affleck as the new Batman and favorite Batman? And he said, and favorite Batman game, go.
Oh man!
So Genesis. if you haven't heard, Ben Affleck is going to be the next Batman. I don't know. I like Ben Affleck. I think he's a good actor. It's for me, it's a wait and see approach. We'll see how he looks, how he talks, all that fun stuff.
Well, he kind of looks like Christian Bale.
No.
I guess. Yeah, they kind of look like in the face.
A little. I could see a little bit.
His jaw like way bigger, like all his mouth area.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know. To me, maybe I got to see a picture of him side by side.
Here, okay. So I might rant for a second. I'll try to keep it short.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm just weird. I'm just such a movie guy, and I do like Ben Affleck. I think he's talented. I think he can act. I think he can write. Here's my problem. I have a problem, then I have a rebut to myself. So he already was Daredevil.
Yep.
I don't think you should be able to be two comic book characters.
Tell that to, what's his name? The guy who played Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Tell it to him.
That's true.
I know, Goodness. But it didn't really feel like him because it's like you couldn't even see his face.
Well, but he was like the Green Lantern, Deadpool. He was in that RIPD or
I know, which just looks awful. He's just making bad. That's just bad decision making. This is Batman we're talking about.
Yeah.
Batman.
And then he played a guy in a movie. There's a movie called Hollywoodland that he did a couple years ago where he played George Reeves, the guy who played Superman. And so I'm like, come on, man. You've been Daredevil. You've been the guy that plays Superman.
I'm with you.
I don't know.
I can see why you'd be upset about that.
But here's the rebut to myself.
All right.
I think that no one at the time, I'm too young to have been a part of this argument, but I can't imagine anybody at the time thought Michael Keaton would be a good Batman.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Nobody thought Michael Keaton would be a good Batman. He's a comedian. Little. You know what I'm saying? And he killed it. And then when he wasn't Batman anymore, people were mad.
Yep.
And so, you know.
Good point. Good.
It's like Hall was saying, it's got to be wait and see.
Yeah. Okay, so what was your favorite Batman game?
There was one on the Genesis that I really, really liked that I played the heck out of. But, I mean, it's hard not to say the Arkham games.
Yeah, mine was Arkham City, definitely.
Mine was the Sunsoft one on NES. It was awesome.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
You
Not
might
Genesis.
Be. That was, oh gosh, it was so good.
So good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like it was on Genesis. Maybe that's awesome.
Dude, Batman Returns on Super Nintendo was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
It was just a beat 'em up, though.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
All right, good question. Last Facebook question from John Fuller. Xbox One may beat the PS4 release by a week. What do you think?
Smart.
Yeah, I think so. Given all the bad press they've had, they've got to do something. And if they can knock it out of the gate 1 week before, it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, anybody who beats anybody out of the gate, I think, you know, has a better chance of, you just have that much longer to win by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, I think, I don't think it's going to affect the sales one way or another whenever it comes out. I think they're both going to sell the same regardless of when they come out.
Well, yeah, but do you think you got to think with the negative press that Xbox has gotten, if PS4 would have came out and kids are like, well, the new consoles, I was going to get the Xbox, but you know, there is this, this, and this. We might as well just get the PlayStation. And then you don't get the Xbox. Mm-hmm. Where I think, you know, where that could have been an argument. And I think the same thing happens the other way. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, I think there's a lot of impulse buying that goes on. And so I'd like for them to come out the exact same day and see what
that'd be amazing.
But, you know.
I don't think that would happen. And also keep in mind, PlayStation's press conference was in February. Xbox was May. So Sony had almost 3.5 months of just everyone talking about them. So they had to do something. I think they made the right choice of releasing it by 1 week ahead of time.
Well, that's still a rumor.
Well, right. Exactly. If the rumor, the quote unquote leaked rumor is true, then, you know, all right. So they got a week. That's, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Good question. Moving on to Twitter, at Yamin Bissett. What was the first video game you played with your wife or your kid or your dog?
Or your dog. I play games with my dogs every day.
Yeah. That's right. Me and the wife played, I think I got her, we played Mario Kart for a while. That was like one of the first games.
Yeah. Yep. With my wife, Mario Kart for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Probably the same for me, Mario Kart.
Really?
Yeah. The one on GameCube.
Ah, see.
Yeah. We got a GameCube. Shoot. I think the year we got married, we got a GameCube. So.
Yeah. Ours was on
the Wii. Is that a wedding present?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I think. Or that's either awesome. Either that it was a Christmas present, I don't remember.
That's great.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we love to hear too. Like more games about, you know, who we are, what we've played, and that's fun stuff. At Jeff Hawks, a lot of people are discussing female characters in Call of Duty. As married guys, what are your thoughts on the change?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. I'm all for it, man. I mean, we played Tomb Raider back in March, you know, and that was a lead female character. I think it's awesome. I think, it's always such a generally primarily a male, audience in the first place. So being able to mix it up a bit, I think is great. And if we have somebody, especially on a Call of Duty game, holy cow, if we have some female characters that are like killing it, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know. I mean, there is women out there fighting.
Yeah.
Yep.
For our freedoms exactly. and our liberties. So man, give them props, put them in a video game.
Yep. I think it was a smart choice. And I read a quote from the, I think it was from one of the CEOs or one of the executives at Activision. And, you know, he said, we're not doing it to bring in female gamers. We're doing it to show the ones that we already have that we appreciate them. So
yeah,
that's dope. That's
awesome. So they're honoring them and they should. That's awesome. You know, that's the way to do it.
The only thing that's always weird for me with that, and this might be accidentally sexist, but like I was playing XCOM last week or whenever it was, and I don't know what had happened, but I had gone out with an all-female team. Which,
awesome.
Which number one, which was interesting because it was just weird hearing females fight, but also you got like a trophy for that. For like an all-female team. It was like, bling, all-female team. I was like, oh, that's interesting, but it was just
accidentally
like,
sexist.
that's accidentally sexist. Here's a trophy for you.
yeah. Anyway, yikes. I was just like, I didn't get one for having an all guy team, but yeah, obviously it's not
okay.
To say.
That was accidentally sexist.
yeah, right. That's hilarious.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but I think it's awesome. I think that's they need. Fun. I don't get the whole, you know, because that's one of the things they ran into. When The Last of Us was first coming out, was that Ellie was too prominent on the cover. And I just don't,
that's right.
My brain just doesn't work like that. Maybe it's because I was raised by my mom, but I don't, like, having a girl on the cover doesn't change anything for me than just having this rough and tumble guy on the cover and, yeah, I'm a blah, 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 blah with this guy. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any difference for me, but I think it's cool that people are being purposeful about things. I think that's what's more important.
Yep.
Sorry. Yep,
I think it's cool. It will be a little bit weird. Like,
yeah, just hearing a girl screaming like that and stuff.
Well, no, at first it'll be a little weird because you're like shooting girls in the face.
You know? Oh, I didn't think about it from that really, standpoint.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either.
Like, because, yeah, when you're like shooting masked guys in the face or something like that, whatever. Yeah, you know, we've all played Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's a good point. And I didn't think about that.
It's not going to be in a bad way either. It'll just be the norm, you know, from now on. So
yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I remember my dad not buying me Mortal Kombat early on because there was a girl in it.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to encourage me hitting girls.
Oh, that's smart.
yeah.
That makes sense. I wonder if this will have the same effect, like it'll like for kids that are shooting girls in the face, if it takes away the daintiness of females.
Yeah.
Don't kids run around with like guns with their hands shooting girls anyway?
Yeah.
That's because they like them.
yeah, that's what I meant.
They just don't know it yet.
yeah. They don't know how to deal with their feelings. They're like, oh my gosh, I like you so much. I want to blow your head off.
it's so oh, funny. Goodness. I think if I play the next Call of Duty game and like I'm head shooting female characters will be like, pow, oh, sorry, hun, didn't mean to, sorry. yeah,
exactly,
pow,
feel bad.
Oh, sorry, babe, gotta go. Oh, my bad.
Router, you know she'll be blowing your head off a lot more.
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is going to feel awful getting killed by a girl.
I'll send flowers at the funeral. it's crazy.
That's awesome.
All right, moving on. James Hardwick, I don't know if somebody already asked this, but what gaming accomplishment are you most proud of? Yeah, I don't think that's been brought up before.
Mm-mm.
And that's a good one.
I felt like it had because I know what mine is and I know I've talked about it on the show before.
What is it?
That Contra, getting through Contra with basically not dying.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty impressive.
I do like my little platinum trophy that I got for The Walking Dead. Because it was an easy platinum.
I'm so sad that I didn't get to play. Ooh, speaking of, The Walking Dead's coming to the... Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
ooh, yeah.
So later in the winter.
I mean, it's about a year late, but it's all good. I know.
Yeah, but just for our droid people, like, so hopefully that means like moving forward on the new smartphones and everything, maybe they'll get some Telltale love on The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Man, greatest achievement.
Yeah, gaming accomplishment you're most proud of.
Man, I have no idea.
I'll tell you another one. Hitting 50 episodes with you boys. That's what I'm Woo-hoo! Talking about.
That's right.
That's a gaming achievement.
I still can't believe we're 50, man. And 50 straight. Like, we haven't missed. Well, I had to miss one because I was on a boat in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's a little different. But, man, 50 straight. I'm so excited for that. That's so awesome.
Dude, 2 weeks. 2 weeks to go. Then we're a year old podcast.
Oh, it's amazing.
I can't believe it.
Sorry, continue.
Man, we're walking, crawling, got teeth coming in. 1 year old, man.
That's right. Yeah, we're slobbering on stuff, trying to rub our gums. Gosh, I have no, man, James, I'm sorry. This is an awful answer from me. I cannot think of a, like, where I was like, yes. I mean, there's probably certain levels. Like, this is going to sound stupid, but it's just the most recent. But there's been a couple Candy Crush levels where I've literally fist pumped after beating the level. Nice. I was like, yes, freaking yes. Holy crap. Yes. So that's the most recent. Yeah, exactly. Where I spent like 2 weeks on a freaking level trying to beat it.
Yeah, I got to one of those and I just said, I'm done playing this game.
Paul just is like, yeah, okay, moving on.
Yeah. I took my ball and went home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right. Last question, boys, from @AtomicWaffles, which, by the way, is the greatest Twitter handle. I love that.
Is amazing.
Atomic Waffles. Well done, you, for getting that one.
One of my buddies on Instagram is Anthrax Cinnamon Roll, and that's up there with that, because I really like good. That.
I like that, too. I like both of those. Now I want waffles and a cinnamon roll and a pretzel for breakfast. That's awesome. Okay, his question. Almost time for new gen of consoles. Do you guys think people are going to be idiots and kill for an Xbox or a PS4 like they did last generation? I think that's awesome. And yes, because it's going to be close to Black Friday, so something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a mess. Man.
It's not. I don't know. I'm praying nobody gets killed, but I'm sure there's going to be some sort of fight and fisticuffs over stuff. It's going to be, we're going to see a lot of YouTube videos of people in Walmart or wherever just going absolutely berserk.
I mean, don't people die every year at Walmart during Black Friday?
Probably.
Like somebody gets trampled and dies.
Somebody at least gets trampled, beat up. There's definitely blood spilled on Black
It's the
Friday.
Saddest thing ever. I'm like, what is wrong? We just celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday.
Yep.
Thanksgiving. Yep. Being thankful for what we have. And then the next day we're like, oh, I gotta go get it.
Not even 24 hours after Thanksgiving, like six hours after Thanksgiving.
Well, and not even that now. Remember Walmart last year started at 10.
Yeah, that's true.
The night before Black Friday.
Dude, it was hilarious. Chaos. We were visiting Krista's grandparents, and they live kind of out in the middle of nowhere in East Tennessee.
That. Yeah.
And so I was thinking, oh, this should be pretty good, you know? No, it was insanity.
Awful, yeah.
It was. Golly. There were so many people. Like, literally, like, there were like 100 people crowded around this little stand-up thing that had video games on it.
And you were one of them.
Yeah, and right when they, like, basically took off the plastic wrap to let people go ahead and buy games, like, they were all gone immediately.
Wow.
It was insane.
They were like, did you guys see I Am Legend?
Oh, yes.
Remember when the guys were all, like, standing in the corner, and they're like, they're like, just foaming at the mouth, pretty much. That's the people at Walmart.
Yeah. That is awesome. Yep. Well, speaking of Black Friday, we are going to be out and about on Black Friday, aren't we, boys?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be home.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Let me check. When's Thanksgiving? I'm never home for Black Friday, usually.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that, but I want to do some video capture and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's definitely make sure we do something. I love Black Friday. I think it's so much fun.
I love it, too.
If we can get something together, I'd like to try to do like a live show or something. And I think I'm going to be in Ohio. Never mind.
No.
Oh, come on.
I forgot.
Dude, cancel that crap.
I forgot I was going to be in Ohio.
I'll be home.
All right. Well, we'll have to do something.
We'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do like a little 30-minute, like, what'd you get kind of thing.
Yeah, I like that.
I love that.
I might not be getting anything because I'll probably be broke from buying the PS3. Like
you'll be done by that, or you won't be broke. You just may not want to go out because you'll have your brand new shiny new console. You don't want to go anywhere.
I mean, yeah, man. Now I'm looking at it. I won't be home for the PS4 launch. I think it's on the 15th of November. I'll be in freaking Tampa, Florida.
You want me to go pick that up for you? Be happy to.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'll be your courier, man.
I appreciate that. Come bring it down to Florida for me.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why
that's
already
a wrap
open.
On questions, by the way. What was that? Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I don't know why the box is already open.
Exactly. I hope there's not an open box item on the first day it comes out.
This isn't my PSN account. That's awesome.
Who's this white baby on the picture from my PSN account?
Well, that's a wrap for questions, guys. Thank you so much for all the questions. Like I said, we usually, the day before we record our podcast, I will send out a tweet and a Facebook post saying, hey, hit us up with questions. Any questions about us or just in general gaming, whatever you want, hit us up. We love just having conversations with you.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about gaming. We're talking kids, wives, 9-to-5s, games and life and games. All that. And that's why we're asking you guys questions, because we want to hear from y'all. We need to start asking some random questions, like boxers or briefs.
Right. What's your favorite color? let's start with the basics.
And man, we've gotten a lot of love lately. I got to say this from some of our female listeners that have let us know, because I've posed a couple questions where I've been like, what game is your girlfriend better than you at? And she's like, what about all the girls listening to our boyfriends? She was like, by the way, I killed my boyfriend and everything. I was like, woo. I like
that girl
that
right there.
Shoot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I ain't messing with her. So anyway, we appreciate you guys listening, man. Another week down, 050. We gonna keep it moving. We got some cool things coming up. I think we're gonna do a giveaway at the year, right, y'all? Little teaser. So you got to keep listening if you want some cool stuff. I'm your boy, Gabe Patillo. That is Timothy Hall. Over there is Tim Router. Guess what? We married to the games and we up out this thing. Peace.
Oh, this is great.